Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. We dive into stories of true crime, from unsolved cold cases to historic kidnapping to gangsters and beyond. We are your source for true crime. We thank you for listening.
At 21 years old, Kylie Hartman was coming into her own as an adult, and like most young adults, her social media was full of beautiful selfies and friends. On September 10th, 2018, just a couple of weeks before Kylie's 22nd birthday, Kylie went to the Break and Run bar. She was seen by many people she knew, and they also witnessed her possibly leaving with her ex-boyfriend, Steve Rainey. In the days that followed, no one could reach Kylie, including her mom. During this time frame in 2018, two other people would also go missing from Shreveport, Louisiana. Two other people who, while not directly known to be friends of Kylie's, he said they ran in the same circles. Going on down there in Shreveport, Louisiana. Been just over 6 years since Kylie Hartman disappeared with little to no clues leading anyone to find her. But where is Kylie Hartman? Kylie Hartman is a raven-haired beauty from South Louisiana. Like many of those cases, not a whole lot is known about her life before her disappearance. 2018, Kylie was living in Shreveport, Louisiana. Shreveport is located in the northwest part of the state near the Texas and Arkansas border. At one point, Kylie had dated a man named Steve Rainey when she disappeared. It was said he was her ex-boyfriend, but we know that they had broken up. We also know that she was last seen with him on September 18th. Why were they together? Were they friends? Getting back together? I want to give you a little background on this Steve guy. He's quite a bit older than Kylie and has a very shady past. He also had a fair share of success in life as a real estate broker, which makes his history even more interesting, especially as it may pertain to Kylie. In 2018, Kylie was 21 years old, almost 22. Steve was 38. Steve had a real estate business in Shreveport and owned some rental properties as well. So in September 2018, Steve is considered Kylie's ex-boyfriend. That night was a Monday. Kylie was seen at the Break and Bar, in South Shreveport. The bar is known for pool leagues, live music on the weekends, video poker, dart boards, and of course, being a local hangout. Kylie was seen there with Steve. When Kylie's mom, Daisha, couldn't reach Kylie for a few days, she was reported missing. Law enforcement believes that she left the bar with Steve, but there was no sign of Kylie anywhere. Steve would go on to have some further troubles with the law. A jury trial commenced on October 9th, 2019, just over one year after Kylie's disappearance. According to the legal decision, quote, on February 29th, 2016, Steve was charged with molestation of a juvenile. The charge was later amended to indecent behavior with a juvenile. It specified the date of the offense as November 13, 2015, at which time Steve was 35 years old and the victim, LH, was 14. The victim would state that she knew Steve because he was the biological father of her half-sister and that she would occasionally see him when she accompanied his sister on visits. The victim then testified that after Steve took her and her sister on a vacation to Hot Springs, Arkansas in 2015, and then he began to call and text her almost every day. When Steve contacted the victim during this time, he would persuade her to speak with him about anything. Express his desire to be intimately involved with her, promise to marry her when she turned 18, and indicate that he was in the process of purchasing an engagement ring for her. I'm going to skip the graphic details, but the court decision does go on to specify what exactly Steve did. Mark Rainey, Mr. Rainey's father, testified that during the time in which the offense occurred, Steve was enrolled in a school full-time at Bossier Parish Community College, owned his own real estate business, lived with three of his children, and was in a quote-unquote toxic relationship, which he believed took a toll on Steve's judgment, state of mind, and relationship with others. Mark testified further that his son had issues with alcohol and drugs. On cross-examination, however, Mark admitted there was no excuse for Steve to remove the victim from school. After his father's testimony, Steve recalled Detective Bell, who stated that there was no DNA evidence collected that would verify the validity of the allegation made against Steve, as officers in his department do not collect clothing for evidence in cases in which there has been no allegation of sexual intercourse. The trial's conclusion, the jury unanimously found Mr. Rainey guilty as charged. He was sentenced in 2019 to 4 years in prison. Okay, so he's a shady guy, but does that mean he did something to Kylie? Not necessarily. During the search for Kylie, it also came out that she had an active weapon charge against her and a warrant for her arrest. Some thought that maybe Kylie skipped town to avoid her legal troubles. What are a weapons charges? Interesting. It involved carrying a weapon while underage and having one at school. But she has no other criminal history, so what was she doing with a weapon? Was she possibly scared of someone? It's said when someone has a criminal record or history, especially a recent one, the investigation into them as a missing person is even more difficult. Not only does it open up the theory that they skip town on their own accord to avoid their issues, but also leads investigations to talk to and interview other people who often don't want to be involved because of the legal aspect of it. Kylie's odd little criminal record didn't help her case in any way. Kylie's mom said that she wouldn't have left her on her own. If she had, she wouldn't stay gone long without reaching out to the family. So while this may have been a viable theory in the beginning that Kylie ran off, I think the more time does go on, the less likely this theory is. I also wonder what the backstory was to this weapons charge. How did she get the weapon? Was she hanging in the wrong crowd? Or did she seek it out because she felt she needed it? No one has come forward with more information on this. Meanwhile, as the search for Kylie continues, people start connecting the dots on some other missing person cases in the area of Shreveport. August 2018, just a month before Kylie vanished, Crystal Beale, a 28-year-old young woman, also disappeared. No one can say for sure if Crystal and Kylie knew each other, but law enforcement say they do believe the two ran in somewhat similar social circles. Beale was last seen in Caddo Parish, Louisiana, apologies if I say that name wrong, on August 6, 2018. She was arrested in Arkansas and transported to the correctional center on charges of resisting an officer in a legal possession of stolen things. That night, a friend bailed her out of jail.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
Got great ideas, but no idea how to build a website? Get Bluehost. Their AI design tool creates high-quality WordPress sites super fast. Whether you're a blogger, influencer, or launching a side hustle, Bluehost helps boost your growth with built-in marketing and e-commerce tools. Upgrade to cloud to get 100% uptime and 24/7 security to stay online all the time. Why wait? You've got the vision. Make it real. Visit Bluehost.com to get started.
Beale posted on her Facebook page on August 8th. After that date, she was never seen or heard from again. Circumstances are different, but the timing is odd. Did Crystal go on the run to avoid her legal troubles? Crystal, like Kylie, does have an active warrant for her arrest, but has not been seen or heard from since August 6, 2018. As I believe Kylie's case, Crystal has been gone too long now for me to think this theory makes sense. I suppose in the case of both girls, it is a possibility, but it's been years and no one has heard from or seen Crystal or Kylie anywhere. There was another missing person case from the area in September 2018, Zachary Herbert. Zachary was 37, and it has been confirmed that he and Kylie did know each other, again, running the same social circles. Fortunately, Zachary's body was found on October 31st of the same year, buried in a shallow grave. The cause of death was never determined, and his death remains under investigation. Authorities have never publicly stated if they believe Zachary's murder and Kylie's disappearance could be connected. And I guess it's safe to say it hasn't been ruled out either. Both Kylie's mom and Crystal's mom have worked to keep their daughter's story in the public eye, sometimes even working together. Crystal's mom has been very active on social media, in fact so much that she had to actually pull back because she was getting prank calls and fake leads sent to her. Let's take a look now at the area of Shreveport where all this is happening. It seems their crime rates are quite a bit higher than most other areas of the country. Neighborhood Scout. .com rates Shreveport as a 2, meaning they are safer than only 2% of other U.S. cities. Your chances of becoming a victim of a violent crime in Louisiana is 1 in 157. In Shreveport specifically, it's 1 in 110. Shreveport, Louisiana currently has 25.7% of its residents living under the poverty line. Not good statistics. Only a few details stood out. The bar is located 9 miles away from a landfill, about 9 to 10 miles from Wallace Lake, a lake that has drastically varying water levels depending on the time of year, and can cover a range of 3,000 to 9,000 acres. And another lake, Cross Lake, is about 11 miles to the north of the bar. Cross Lake is a popular recreation lake for boaters, swimmers, and fishermen. Also to the east of the area, the bar is the Red River. Red River flows from Arkansas and Texas and through Louisiana, and is only one of two Red Rivers in the U.S. So while Shreveport is a large enough city on its own, there are plenty of more rural and remote areas nearby. If something bad happened to Kylie, it's possible that she is still out there and needs to be found. Could Kylie have had an accident and succumbed to the elements out there somewhere? This leads me to some questions. 1. Was her cell phone ever found or pinged? This could help us track her whereabouts the night of September 10th. 2. Were there any surveillance cameras at the bar to see who else she was with or might have been hanging out with that night to confirm if anyone else left with her and possibly Steve? And 3, has law enforcement tracked Steve's phone to see where he was on the night and the following days? So we have a couple of main theories in Kylie's case. Theory number 1, Steve. Steve was the last person known to be with Kylie that night, so automatically he has to be looked at. He also has a shady past, but his past of being a pedophile doesn't necessarily mean he did anything to Kylie. I also keep thinking about the fact that he was a realtor, meaning he had very good knowledge of the area, knew where vacant properties were at, and had rental properties himself. It was proven during his trial that he would take his young female victims to one of his rentals. Perhaps he took Kylie there also. Were there drinking and drugs involved that night? There hasn't been hardcore evidence to tie Steve to Kylie's disappearance, and Steve is now behind bars, where he still has a few years left on his sentence. Maybe if he is involved in any way in Kylie's disappearance, he will eventually talk to another prison, and information will get out. Of course, Steve could be innocent of anything involving Kylie, but when you have a criminal record such as his, and he is the last person known to be with Kylie, stands to reason that Steve would be looked at intensely. Theory number 2, Kylie ran off to avoid her legal troubles. It happens, but in the grand scheme of things, her weapons charge was all she had on her. Other than that, she didn't have a history, so to speak. So it seems dramatic to run off just to avoid this, and I feel like if someone did, it would be short-lived, meaning they'd be back. Eventually, and it seems like Kylie would have returned, or at least contacted her mother or another family member after a while. To date, no one has seen or heard from Kylie. Something is going down in Shreveport. Do we have a serial killer or a problem with human trafficking? Is the disappearance of Crystal Beal and the subsequent murder of Zachary Herbert related to Kylie's case? Even if the cases are completely unrelated, where are they? Where are these girls? And there are other possibilities, of course. Kylie had an accident somewhere and her body just hasn't been found yet. Kylie met up with someone else that night that brought her harm, but who? I know the case of Kylie Hartman probably brings a lot more questions to your mind. What do you think happened to 21-year-old Kylie? Kylie was 21, almost 22, after she vanished in September 2018. Today, she would be 28 years old. Kylie is described as a Caucasian female, 5'7", and weighing about 150 pounds at the time she was last seen. She had dark brown hair and brown eyes. And Kylie had a unique tattoo, a date and Roman numerals on her right forearm. If you have any information on the whereabouts of Kylie or any information at all about her case, please contact the Shreveport Police Department 318-673-7020. If you want more information on Kylie, you can visit the Kylie Hartman Charlie Project page, and you can find the link in the description. And with that, give us your thoughts on what you think happened to Kylie in the comment section below, and give us a thumbs up if you like our video, that subscribe button down below, and of course if you want to support the channel, go ahead and buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. Your support helps grow the channel, upgrade our equipment, bring new hosts, and eventually take this show on the road. As always, you can find us on all major podcast platforms, including Good Pods. And of course, you can give us a review on Spotify. And with that, so much for watching and listening. We'll see you next time.
You have been listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Thank you for listening. You can follow us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps podcast and on Twitter at True Crime NS. And follow us on Instagram at True Crime Never Sleeps. Thanks for watching. If you want to support the show, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS or become a patron at patreon.com/True Crime Never Sleeps.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue one last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue one last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue one last year.
I know, by a wide margin, too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue one last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.